Figures obtained under the Official Information Act show that West Auckland is the most dangerous part of Auckland for the city's cyclists and pedestrians. Data from Waka Kotahi, the transport agency, shows that most crashes in the city in the last 3 years involving pedestrians, cyclists and people on scooters have been in the western suburbs. Residents say they don't feel safe sending kids to school on bikes, and even seasoned cyclists are considering giving up their bikes because of the danger. Maya Ingo has the story.
Dr. Sarah Patterson-Hamlin cycles in Avondale with her two young children on a cargo bike.
Oh, it's terrifying. I do it as advocacy, really. I mean, I think if I was weighing up my choices based on safety, I just wouldn't do it.
Recently, her husband tried cycling with their four-year-old along the footpath to preschool, and on the first ride, he was hit by a reversing car.
They, I think, slowed down a bit, but not in time, and my four-year-old was hit by the car and his arm went under the wheel. And we were incredibly lucky. It seems that it just sort of pinched his skin. Nothing was broken. He was obviously, and my husband obviously, incredibly distraught.
Sarah Patterson-Hamlin says she can't see how cycling to school could be safe for her children without significant investment in separated cycleways.
My initial reaction was to say, you know, after years of advocacy and trying to make it work, we're selling all the bikes. Like, what can we do to make this safe?
Data from Waka Kotahi, provided to RNZ under the Official Information Act, shows there have been more than 1,900 crashes in Auckland involving a car and a pedestrian, cyclist or person on a scooter since 2021. Of those, more than 700 happened in West Auckland. The second biggest hotspot is South Auckland, with nearly 400 crashes. Sam Finnamore cycles from Glen Eden into the central city for work and around wider West Auckland, and says while there are some good off-road paths, he also has to use high traffic roads, and that's a problem.
I try to avoid them wherever I can. I mostly try and cross them and get to paths and use local roads where I can to get to those other connectors. But it's dicey.
Other than the Avondale to Glen Eden shared path, Finnamore says there are few separated areas for cyclists and pedestrians, and that puts people off cycling.
I think safety is probably quite a big barrier for a lot of people, particularly people maybe with children as well too. I think really what the area needs as much as anything else is protected lanes on those major roads, which are the places where people actually want to go.
Auckland Transport's Head of Active Modes, Adrian Lord, says it does what it can to prevent accidents.
No death or serious injury on the roads is acceptable. And we know for people walking and cycling that they make up around 50% of those deaths and serious injuries in Auckland.
Adrian Lord says there is a safety scheme in school areas in New Lynn and Kelston which slows drivers down to prevent injury to other road users. Separated cycle lanes will be built in inner west areas, such as in Point Chevalier and Great North Road, over the next 2 years. In New Lynn, there is ring-fenced council money for cycle connections, but with a lower-than-expected government contribution, deadlines may be pushed out. Mr. Lord says Auckland Transport has long-term plans for projects for other outer west suburbs, such as Lincoln Road and Henderson, but funding for them has not yet been found.